It is a fine ball, is it not, my lady? Yes. The Viscount's balls are always the talk of the town, aren't they? I confess, I don't really dance very much. Do you dance? Would you like me to ask you to dance? Good. Yes, I don't dance. I do walk, yes. I don't dance, but I do walk, yes. I walk quite a bit. Would you like to walk with me, my lady? Would that be suitable? Good. Excellent, good. I can't be doing with much more of the crowd anyway. Shall we, there's a corridor here that leads out into the gardens. Let's do that. yes. It's not really my idea of a perfect evening, I confess. Always coming out to gatherings like this, it wears weary on one, doesn't it? But one has to. It's what's expected of us as unmarried, young, eligible people. I've been told I'm very eligible. I have a income of 5,000 a year, and that apparently makes me very eligible. But you know, whenever I'm around young ladies, I get awfully shy and can't help but feel all these handsome women are just looking to me for, well, the money, really. but well, I think it's already been long established that I'm supposed to marry the young Duchess of Tewkesbury. I'm sure you've seen her. Very feisty, isn't she? Yes, handsome, most handsome. Such a sociable woman. So very keen on being social. Let me open the doors here. No, after you, I insist, of course. I am a gentleman, after all. It's one of those awful things, really, isn't it? You have to come and be seen to be sociable, even when apparently your romantic fate has already been long decided. That's the way it is for people like us. Well, people like me. I'm sorry, that came out a little arrogant, didn't it? I don't mean to I don't mean to say you're any less eligible because of your family's mercantile upbringing. You are, well, I frankly think that you and your ilk are very much the future. Landed old money like my family, well, just takes one utter fool in the family to ruin everything, and then none of them have any idea how to generate income anyway, so it's all, yes, just so many tankards on the wall, so to speak. Well, that's actually something that weighs heavy on my mind, you see, because I know it would be seen very poorly for me to become engaged to someone who is very least nobility, if not royalty. Such are the expectations on me, yet I find myself so detesting the company of those people. I'd really be quite content just with a little vicarage somewhere, maybe, or a, I don't know, farmland. Don't think I'm much of a farmer myself, but landlord of a farming community, perhaps. Oh God, my family house is so bloody enormous. You get lost in it, you know. Yeah, you find yourself wandering the corridors, and is this the East Wing or the West Wing or the Western East Ring or the East and West Wing or the basement? Well, you tend to know when you're in the basement because you're surrounded by servants who actually are quite good at helping you to get back to the... Listen to me ramble. But yes, I find all those people so difficult to talk to. Not like you, my lady. No, with you, conversation is always so much easier. It's charming and effortless and flows like the Thames outside the city. For it reaches the flood barriers and turns into that sort of trickle of grime that it is in most of capital. Yes, I am so very happy to be able to talk to you like this, away from everybody else. No, I imagine they haven't even noticed that we're gone. I seriously doubt everyone is talking about us in that way. Let's not be silly. Because we are companions, are we not? We're not. It's not a thing. But I do. I do so hate this. I hate the formality, I hate the pretense, I hate the things I'm supposed to say and things I'm not supposed to say, because I just want to let it burst forth and tell you how much I love you. How every waking moment I'm thinking about how I'm going to spend time with you, of how your hair cascades, of how your eyes glow when you laugh, of how much I admire you, how much your brain fascinates me, the incredible things you know and are curious of and embrace, the softness of your lips, the beauty of your manner, the lilt of your voice, the charm of your very aura, soul that radiates through you in every moment. I love you, I love you, I love you, and I must make you my wife. But of course I'm not allowed to say any of that, am I? I do not know what you mean. I imagine my family would cut me off immediately if I was to make so bold a match with someone I loved. But yes, like I said, 'tis you who are the future, after all. Perhaps that money is not so important.